Yeah, we're on our way toward being that, and that's the goal, right? And it doesn't happen overnight. They're years into that. We're, 10 games or whatever it is into trying to play the style that Lindy wants us to play. You know, fast, competitive, hard on the puck, getting to the blue paint offensively. And we've taken big steps in that regard, and there was a lot of that last night, but we just need to keep building on what we've done so far.
Sabres assistant coach Seth Eppert. I have two pro football reference tabs open right now, which is like usually about my minimum. I mean, it really is 20 times a show where I will open a pro football reference page or change what I'm looking at on that site. It's got to be that much. Anyway, I have Russell Wilson because I wanted to find out what he's making, and I needed SpotTrac for that. Wilson,
like under $1 million, isn't it?
1.2.
Okay.
From the Steelers, but a base salary of $39 million from Denver, with a dead cap of $107 million U.S. Denver.
Get good at football, kids.
And then Stephon Diggs, whose season is over.
Man.
Diggs ends his first campaign with the Texans, 47 catches for 496. That's on pace for 100 catches, 1,000 yards.
Yeah, he was having a nice year. And if you don't remember, they adjusted the contract. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the season, and he's going to be coming off an ACL injury that happened, you know, here in late October. That's really brutal at 31 years of age. I mean, I never had, like, the certainly, definitely not the most animosity. I don't even know if I really had any toward him for how this all unfolded. I'm sure there is some blame that lies with him for the divorce happening the way it happened. But man, I just feel you take that bet on yourself, and there's always that risk. You have to know that there is that risk. Man, the guy's had like almost no injury history at all,
right?
Since he got in the league, so you'd understand if he felt like, yeah, I'll get through another year and I'll be a free agent.
He didn't miss a game for the Bills.
Just a
maybe
terrible
one,
timing. Terrible timing for him. God.
Maybe one in the first year when they had locked up their seating or something. But he was never hurt. Well, anyway, Russell Wilson and Stephon Diggs have the same birthday. That's what I was getting.
Oh.
Just
oh,
noticed they're both November 29th.
How many nicknames
one
do they each
from
have
today? Robot Russell.
Okay.
Didn't know that one?
No, didn't know it, but it fits.
Diggs doesn't have any.
Really? Wow.
I mean, he might.
But none posted here that they're aware of.
I was looking up Trent Edwards last week because of that stat that Mercedes Lewis of the Bears has caught touchdown passes from both Justin Fields and Trent Edwards. And on Edwards' page, if it doesn't, I don't know why it wouldn't say this, it did a week ago, his nickname is Captain Checkdown.
Right.
And like, they would really do that to a guy on ProFootballReference.com?
Yeah, that is not very complimentary, really. And I doubt that they would be confused about whether that's complimentary or not. It's pretty obvious that that is not a complimentary thing to be saying about a football quarterback.
Also, aren't there maybe 30 captains check down? Or maybe 10? How many?
I doubt he has the market cornered fans calling their quarterback that.
He's the only one? Like, he's the one who gets the moniker?
Right.
Because he's the standout in the group of captain checkdowns in NFL history? I don't know. I would like to see them take that down. Seems just unnecessarily harsh.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Paul Hamilton in about 25 minutes. A thought on Dahlin here after last night. Like, the guy, do we appreciate how good he is? I don't know. You know, he is somebody, almost every pass is just perfect. You know, he's such a good player. Last night was not his best. I mean, that you had, he lost it in this game.
He lost it, and he hurt them early too. Like Lindy was pretty pointed about criticizing him last night after the game. Dahlin was too himself. That came up too during Lindy's time with the media last night. Because I think someone asked him, like, do you feel like you need to talk to him? He's like, no. He stood there and owned it. Like I that's what leaders do. Like, I'm not worried about him. But you know, we got to be better than that. Yeah, he just left Reinhardt all alone in front in a 1-0 game. The Sabres were playing really well in against a team that's hard to play really well against. I mean, really well might be pushing it. Neither side was really generating much, but that's a win when you're playing Florida. Like, are we at a standstill here? Are they hemming us in and making our lives miserable? No? Okay, good. You know, we had a chance here. And that play was just brutal. And then, yeah, at the end, they're down 3-2. They had just had a pretty dangerous power play. And he just, yeah, I mean, he lost it. He slashed a dude right in the face. He got fined $5,000 for it today. And, you know, that penalty ended up being sawed off because, you know, Florida players came in to defend. I forget who it was he hit in the face now. It doesn't matter. But so there was offsetting, you know, it was 4-on-4. But it was just not. It's not where you want.
You want a random Panthers name?
Sure.
No, Mellenby.
It was not Mellenby, but I mean, you know.
He was on the Panthers.
Good job.
Right?
He was at one time.
I just
maybe
wonder,
it was Lister Reinen. I don't know.
I don't mean to excuse it. Imagine being him. He's like, I mean, dozens of games under 500 for his career. And it's early this year, and they might be okay, right? We got pretty quick to, uh-oh, here we go again.
Right,
and they've had a couple of good games.
They stabilized. And again, like I last night ends up looking, we'll get way more into this with Paul, of course, but it ends up looking pretty crooked by the end. But I kind of liked them last night. Like at 3-2, I was really like, get a goal. Come on, get a goal. Your goalie's played well tonight. Get another goal here. Give me a loser point, and I'm going to feel like I'm – because, again, I liked how they played overall. And, you know, on the heels of the three games that they won, you know, I was feeling like, okay, we're getting somewhere. So it was a tough result, and he – largely was to blame. I mean, he made two really costly
But that
errors.
Almost never happens.
I sure.
Right?
I know.
And yet he's been saddled with different partners, and the Sabres have had all the other problems. He's in his seventh year, and, you know, I think this was where we were with Jack and other guys, where hopefully this is not the case. I mean, he signed, so did Eichel, committed to the franchise, the city, but don't, if you're on that elite level, which he pretty much is. I mean, he's kind of close to what Eichel is for a defenseman in the league, I think. Career-wise, you know, top two picks, if you want. You're watching your career just go by.
Yeah.
And you can't even get into the playoffs, which is what we're here for. You know, it's you're getting paid at about the highest level, but then after that,
yeah,
or even without that, what you're in it for is to win. And again, like I would say, just so I'm clear about this season, it's too early for me to think that players are like desperate about this season. I hope it's not like that.
Me too. I don't.
The guy's coming up on 500 games. Will there be one important one in his career? And that is what I would think about. You know, like not necessarily when I'm on the ice.
Well, I would hope not, right?
When,
yeah.
You know, I think you try to put your career, your everything into perspective, and here's another top-end player with the Sabres that you couldn't be shocked if he's sort of this way about how it's gone for him.
You know, two years ago, maybe, I felt like he was knocking on the door of being in, like, the top three or four guys at the position in the sport. And I'm not even sure he's in the top 10 right now. He's had a very – now, he was hurt in camp, and there's been a lot of debating, like, is he – like, how much is he playing through? Is he himself yet? He's had a very uneven start to the year, no question. in my mind anyway. And he's got a lot of work to do to get back to the level that he, I think, is capable of being at. There's just so many. There's just more guys every year that just play that game that are just threats all over the ice, and they're going to get you 90 to 100 points. There's just waves of them, and so he's got to get going.
I mean, he's on a pace for about 50.
Yeah.
Got it in the goal column.
Yeah,
he's on his fourth coach.
It was a great play. I mean, you saw all the talent, but the frustration at the end and the boneheaded play in the first period, just man.
That's the key word. That's the right word. I guess I just want to point out, like, could you forgive the guy for being frustrated? Maybe if you're the best player on the team again, and they were on a winning streak last night. So my timing isn't perfect here. for this argument.
Yeah,
I just wouldn't. I would. Be like, what is the commitment of the organization? What is the quality? What is the plan? What is the, you know, what's possible here? Getting in the playoffs is what I'm to live for as a member of that team. And it's just such a low bar.
Yeah, I don't think I'm inclined to forgive the frustration. You are the captain. You have been in the league 7 years now. And this team in particular, you were playing last night. They've had a thing, the Sabres, and with him specifically.
That's right.
Like, that goes back a couple of years. Like, last night was not the first time that there was dirty, questionable stuff going on in a game. And, I can get behind an effectively timed cheap shot because there's animosity and it's growing and we want to make sure you know we're going to be here all year and all that kind of stuff. Not in a one-goal game like that. Like, they had played pretty well. You just got to keep it together.
Fair enough. Paul at 6, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.